Welcome to the ministry of Pastors Clem and Marjorie S. Somerway of Triumphant Church International Destiny Ministries, reaching out to thousands all over the world, clothing, feeding, impacting, and restoring lives to their full potential in Christ. You shall be mightily blessed, fired up, and empowered as you listen in Jesus' name. Visit our website at www.triumphant.org.uk. Email us at admin@triumphant.org.uk or write to us at 136 West Green Road, South Tottenham, Haringey, London, N15 5AD, or telephone us on 0208-800-6001.
God, I say God, I say God. Come on, tell somebody God, 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 God. If you're an American, say God. If you're an Englishman, say God. If you're a Nigerian, say God. God must be number one. Nothing, don't allow anything, because it's the one who keeps you standing. It's the one who keeps the breath in your life. It's the one who is making you, you know, run the way you run. It's the one who blessed you. It's the one who put your feet on the rock to stay. Prophet Isaiah said, he brought me out of the miry clay and he set my feet on the rock to stay. This year, your feet will not be moved. It will be on the rock of ages, Jesus, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Trevor Franklin is coming soon. She's somewhere ministering. But we believe when she comes, she will minister. But I got to preach the word right now. If we close the first service, then if you want to hear her, then you wait until the second. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles again to Joshua chapter 3. I'll read those verses I read before. Trust and obey. I read two scriptures, Exodus and Joshua. Father, we thank you. Another year we are gathered together, the first Sunday of 2011. We are so grateful that we can congregate in your name in this day and hour in such a society. Father, we're people don't want to know you. Spirit of God, we ask that you will strengthen us like never before. That this new year, our fervency and our closeness to you, Father, will be stronger. Holy Spirit, we ask you to help us. Father God, when we are going left, bring us to the right way. Mighty God, when sin is enticing us, pull us back. Holy Spirit, help our will. Lead us not into temptation. When the devil is trying to have an upper hand against our lives, oh God, Father God, let your angels crush every rebellion of the enemy. Mighty God, we are committing our lives, our families, our businesses, our jobs. Lord, our ministries, our destinies, the visions and goals that you're giving to us, we commit into your mighty hands as a church, as family, as individuals. We ask that you will take absolute control and lead us, Father, in that way that we've never gone before. Lord, tomorrow is coming, another day that the Lord has made. Lord, just like that, in this year, we make a quality decision that this is the year that Jehovah Almighty has made. We shall be glad and we must rejoice in it. We want to thank you. Nothing is going to steal our joy this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that all the way we will have a cause to testify of your goodness, testify of the people you use us to touch, testify, Lord, of souls that we got saved, testify, Lord, of your blessings upon our lives and breakthroughs, testify, Lord, of miraculous deliverances, testify, Lord, of healings, testify of your supernatural move upon our lives when doors were shut. We will testify that you opened these doors. We want to thank you as we declare January the month of open doors. Father, Lord, we pray that every door that the enemy is planning to shut, every door that Satan shut even before we came into this world, Father God, as we move through this revival period, Lord, as we gather together every Sunday, God, we are praying that doors eternal will be open. We are praying that doors financial will be open. We are praying that family doors of bliss will be open. We are praying that doors of healings will be open. We are praying that doors of divine connection will be open. We are praying that doors of divine favor will be open. We are praying that doors of international breakthrough will be open. Can I have an amen? We are praying that doors of healthy relationships will be open. Mighty God, we are very confident that with you, we have made it. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Come on, jam your hands one more time for my King. Amen. Joshua chapter 3. And Joshua rose early in the morning. And they removed from Shittim, came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord our God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore or before. Amen. I'll read another scripture in Exodus, just rewind to the second book of the Bible, chapter 14. From verses 10 to 17. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us? Carry us forth out of Egypt. Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Tell somebody by your side, go forward. Although it appears you don't know where you're going, like God told the children of Israel, go forward. All God wants for you is to advance in life, to go forward. He doesn't want you to retrogress. That's why I know by the scriptures that my God is a good God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, "For I know the thoughts I have towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil." I want to give you a future. I want to give you an expected. Your future is so glorious. Your future is so bright. Your future is better than where you are right now. And so God does not want you to meddle with Egyptians or to do what the Egyptians are doing. He doesn't want you to settle with Egyptian mentality. There are things that will happen in this year that will make hearts to quake. It's only those who hear the voice of God. Thus saith the Lord, go forward. I say, go forward. I say, go forward. I say, go forward. In whatever endeavor in your life, God said, as you tell you, go forward. That's all he announces to you, because he knows that in your future, he's already settled it. What was God's recommendation for Moses and the children of Israel? What was God's recommendation for Joshua and the children of Israel? He said, when you see the Ark of the Covenant, go forward, then you must follow after it. The priests carry the Ark. The Ark represents the presence of God. So Moses had come to know that without this Ark, he can do nothing. And he said in Exodus 33 verse 15, he said, God, if your presence does not go with me, please don't lead us. Because without your presence, we can never make it. And so what guarantees the presence? The Ark of the Covenant, which represents the presence of God. It contains the manna, which is provision for you to go forward. It contains the Word of God, direction, instruction for living and for life. It contains Aaron's rod that will not burn. And then the glory cloud that goes with the ark. As the ark is moving and the cloud is on top of the ark, the Bible says you got to move with the cloud, with the presence of God. My admonition for you, 2011, that anywhere you go, you will never go without the presence of God. And what invokes the presence of God? Prayer. Worship the Word of God. That's what draws His presence. Anywhere you go, I tell you, people are seeking alternative powers nowadays, because they found out that everything is failing them. The people who are educated, PhDs, kings and queens, they seek occultic powers so they can excel and do the things they feel they should do. But God has told us in His Word that if we work with Him, that is going to take us to the place that we are supposed to be, the promised land. Remember when Moses was moving in the wilderness, and before they started going to the promised land, God told Moses, choose out one head of every tribe and let them go spy out the promised land. Because it appeared as if they were getting frustrated. It appeared as if the enemy was pushing hard. The economy was tough. Things were not going the way that they wanted. But because God has a better future and His thoughts are better. You see, God wants to bless you more than you want to bless yourself. Do you know that? You're not the one who desires more than God wants you to be blessed. It is God that created you to understand what it means to be blessed. And so, God's desire for you is better than your desire for yourself. Is somebody hearing me? That's why we must follow God. We must listen to His voice. We must draw and invoke His presence. Because if the presence of God is not there, then we are on our own. My prayer for you in the new year is that anywhere you go, that the glory and the presence of God will go before you. And it will make every crooked way straight, Every rock place shall be made plain. Every mountain shall be leveled. And every valley shall be exalted. He said, the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, and it will bring it to pass in your life. Can I have an amen? He said, go spy the promised land. Go look at it. Because I want you to see where I have prepared for you. God is always a God of vision. He doesn't want us to just run empty, run without knowing our future. Then Jesus said before he went back to heaven, in John 14 verse 6, he said, behold, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may also be. He always wants to show us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be that thine kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He revealed to John the apostle in the island of Patmos. He told him that where you're going, is the streets are made of gold. He always wants you to see the future so you can be motivated to move into where you're going to. Send spies. Let them see. Come back and tell you. So 12 spies went and 10 came back with evil report. They believed the negative more than the positive. Only Joshua and Caleb believed what God had told them. Although there were giants in the land, they said, there are also grapes. There's milk and honey, just as God said. And remember, when God was telling them, he didn't tell them there are giants in the land. He just shot it from them. So like many of us, it doesn't mean we will not face giants this year. It doesn't mean you will not face corporate giants. It doesn't mean you will not face family giants. It doesn't mean you will not face secular giants. It doesn't mean you will not face giants in your place of work. But God is telling you there's milk and honey where you're working. I said, where you're working? He said, that business that is put inside your hand, he said, there are millions there. He only tells you the best result. He always tells you what he wants you to achieve, because he doesn't want to demotivate you. So when he sent the spies, and 2 came back with a positive result, 10 came with evil report, and the people's heart were melted. But Moses said, we got to believe God. And we are going. If God said this year is filled of testimonies and celebration, we believe it. If God said this year goodness and mercy will follow us, we believe it. If God said this year we're going to pursue, overtake, and recover, oh, we believe it. If God said that we're going to move into a higher dimension, we believe it. If God said this is the year we're going to break through the most, we believe it. If God said we're going to conquer, we are more than conquerors, we believe it. If God said that this way we're going, he has leveled the mountain, we believe it. If God said there's milk and honey this year, we believe it. I say we believe it. Let me touch somebody, but I said we believe it. We believe it. We believe it. We believe it. God wants you to move with your trust and with your belief and your obedience. Don't look at the giants. God has already settled your giants. All the children of Israel were afraid of Goliath. But only one young boy of 17 years old faced that giant, and God helped him to bring down the giant. Most of the time we think is our own education. Most of the time we think is our own qualification. Most of the time we think is our own smartness. Most of the time we think is our own power. Most of the time we think that is our own ability. Most of the time we think is our ability to organize ourselves. Most of the time we think it's us, but it's God. It's God that helps you to break through. And this year, more than you've never seen before, you're going to see breakthroughs that you've never seen before. I say it again, it has not dawned on some people. I said you're going to see greater breakthroughs that you've never seen before this year in the name of Jesus. God's prescription is follow the priest. Follow the ark. Follow the ark, the presence. Wherever it leads you, we used to sing a song in those days. I was first born again. I got born again twice. I was first born again in the secondary school when I was in class one. Somebody came and preached to me, and they took me to a dark room where they used to meet and clap. And I went there, so I got born again for 6 months. And after I got used to the school, I backslid. But that seed was still in me. The songs they taught me, I still remember. Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus.